Today on Radio Jackie, I'm joined by Sir Ed Davey, who is the current leader of the Liberal Democrats and the MP for Kingston and Surbiton. Following the news about Boris Johnson, can I please just ask you for your reaction to it?
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Boris Johnson has been found guilty of telling lies, misleading the House of Commons, misleading the British public. And it's quite right that the Privileges Committee, a Conservative dominated committee, has put forward these very tough sanctions. And he's now clearly a disgraced prime minister. And the question is, what is the Conservative Party going to do further? The Democrats are arguing that he should lose the huge income he gets every year from the taxpayer as a former prime minister, which is over £100,000. I really think the Conservative Party's got to follow up this decision and get tough with Boris.
In a statement on Twitter earlier, you urged Rishi Sunak to call a general election. But do you really think the public has an appetite to go to the polls again before next year's scheduled general election?
I think the public want to see the back of this Conservative government. Many people I talk to, not just in Kingston and Surbiton in my constituency, but across the country, are absolutely fed up of the Conservatives. They think they're ruining our country, our economy, with a cost of living crisis. They're fed up of their failure to tackle the NHS. And they just see this Conservative Party as out of touch with ordinary people. And it's not just Boris Johnson. It's not just Liz Truss' awful budget, which hit pensioners and people with mortgages. It's also Rishi Sunak. He is out of touch. And he's not doing what is needed. So this should be a general election.
Now, Paul Scully hasn't been selected as Tory candidate for London Mayor. Have you got plans for the Sutton seat if he is voted out next year? And who would you put in?
Well, the Liberal Democrats have always been strong in Sutton, just like Kingston and Richmond. And I think Conservatives were running scared of the Liberal Democrats in Sutton. And whether it's Sutton Cheam, where Paul Scully is currently the MP, or Carshalton Wallington, where Liberal Democrats have a great candidate, Bobby Dean. We will be pressing Conservatives across Sutton in the two Sutton constituencies of the next election.
Now, going over to Cambridge Estate, ground has finally been broken on the Cambridge Estate regeneration. This is the first council-led housing regeneration in 50 years, isn't it? Are you happy with the development?
I'm very excited about the development. I think it's historic, and I'm really proud that the Liberal Democrats are leading this massive regeneration. This is going to mean warmer, safer homes. It's going to end overcrowding, and it's going to just provide more affordable housing for our borough. We are seeing, not just in the regeneration of the Cambridge Road Estate, but through the Kingston Council's plans, the largest building programme for new council homes for over 40 years. So this is exciting, and it will help people who are struggling with their housing.
Are you worried about concerns from residents that there aren't enough council homes for the people already living on the site?
Well, everyone who's living on this site will get rehoused in a new home, and there's going to be more council homes built, over 130-140 new council homes in addition to the ones there. Plus, across the borough, there's what's called the Small Sites Programme, where Kingston Council and the Liberal Democrats are building more council homes. And we're really engaged with the residents there. Let's remember, on the Cambridge Road Estate, for example, the previous Conservative administration, going back some years now, was going to impose it on the residents without their say-so. Liberal Democrats introduced a ballot and made changes as residents engaged with the plans. And we really listened to residents to make changes to the plans. And when the ballot was actually put to residents, on a massive turnout, 86% turnout, nearly three quarters of residents voted in favour of the plan. So one of the reasons I'm so excited is this has been really a democratic plan where the residents have had their say and continue to have their say as we go through what will be quite a long project.
And are you concerned by the proposed high-rise buildings in the plan, especially as you've been anti-high-rise in the past?
Well, high-rise depends on where it is and how it's built. Actually, the tallest buildings will be not as high as the current 4 15-storey blocks of flats there, but there will be more of them, that is true. But having been to an estate that's in many ways a master plan for what's happening in Cambridge Estate in Acton, which was a joint venture with Countryside, who are the developers on the Cambridge Estate, and the local council, some of the highest rise buildings, it didn't look as that tall actually, and they were so beautifully designed. I think people will be delighted by this project, and they'll think that it's really improved the whole look of the estate and of Kingston.
Moving on to other issues in Kingston, people in Kingston say they haven't been consulted on water abstraction plans at Teddington Weir. Now, Thames Water says the consultations were open to everyone, but the plan will adversely affect people in Kingston. Have you spoken to Thames Water, and what's being done to counteract this?
Well, I'm very worried about these plans. I don't think the consultation's been good enough. I've been working with Munira Wilson, who's the Liberal Democrat MP for Twickenham, and Sarah Olney, who's the Liberal Democrat MP for North Kingston and Richmond Park. And we've collectively been raising our concerns because it affects mostly residents around Teddington and Ham. Munira and Sarah have been leading our work on this, and they've met Thames Water, they've met lots of local people, they've raised it formally in Parliament with Thames Water, and we are determined to get better answers and, frankly, to make sure that Thames Water have to think again.
And the final question I have for you is about ULEZ. The judicial review is coming up on July the 4th. What are you hoping the outcome will be? Do you think the scheme is damaging to Sadiq Khan when he goes to the polls next year?
Well, I'm no fan of this scheme. I think it's been very poorly designed. I don't think there's been enough consultation. And I think introducing it during a cost of living crisis is completely wrong. So Liberal Democrats have called for this rollout to be delayed so the many flaws of this scheme can be dealt with. Whether or not the court finds a problem with the scheme or not, frankly, I hope the Mayor of London at long last listens to people across London, particularly people in my constituency, obviously. I'm really worried, for example, about the impact it's going to have on small businesses, or the impact it's going to have on people living outside Kingston, travelling into work, people like carers, health workers. It's been so badly designed. They really should stop the rollout of this ULEZ expansion and stop it now.